And I also erased the kirtans because the wind was so strong when it was blowing on the microphone. And then it was just cutting out the sound. It didn't work. Anyway, at least I'm not rushed to go anywhere today. And then afterwards we'll talk. But that means, whatever cleanup and everything has to be done here by 11:30 or something. And then everyone go, and I can take lunch, get back to eating lunch at a more moderate time, 1 o'clock, instead of eating at 2:30, 3 o'clock, just doesn't work for me. Okay. Then, anyone? Questions or things?
I was yesterday you were speaking about Krishna has many wonderful qualities.
Yeah.
One of which is Rapa Masala.
Mm.
So can you please speak some more about this quality of Krishna's and Rapa Masala?
Yeah, Krishna's Bhakta Vatsala. Well, Vatsa means little child. It also means calf. And without being a Sanskrit scholar, philosophically speculate, that Vatsala means when you care for someone like you do a child, like you do a calf, children, cows are in the category of protected. Brahmins, women, elders, children, cows, and the sick and handicapped. They're the basis of they're what society is supposed to be protecting, giving protection to. So the duty of grihasthas is to grihasthas, and then kshatriyas more specifically, is to give protection. The duty of this one is also to be protecting these. Sannyasis fall in the category of children and brahmanas. Anyway, so vatsa means that when someone deals with another in the category of cows and children, which are calves and children, which are the ones that you deal with most affectionately and most protectively. You give protection to women, but women are adults, similarly, elders, they require physical protection, but because of their wisdom, they're self-sufficient in the intellectual sense, and mothers, they also take responsibility, even though they're protected, they take responsibility, but children and calves have no responsibility. That doesn't mean they're meant to be irresponsible. They're not responsible. We have no responsibility. The main business is really to play. Both of them just play. And they're dependent. They fully depend, just like calves, they fully depend upon cows. Children fully depend on their parents. And in that position, they're carefree. So, Bhakta Vatsala. So Bhakta Vatsala, Krishna deals with bhaktas like he does with calves and children, or like society does with calves and children. He gives them full protection. And of course, devotees aren't meant to be irresponsible, or it's not that they're carefree, that they have no responsibilities in the world. But when it comes to their own needs, they have no worries or cares. They're just, because they're fully dependent on Krishna. Krishna's rakshishyati vishvasho. They have full vishvas, full faith in Krishna's protection. Gopritve. Gopit, just like go. They're completely dependent on Krishna's protection, just like Vaishya protects his cows. So, therefore, in that sense, they're carefree. They have no cares. They don't worry. Because they know that for Krishna, devotees, bhakta, is his top priority. So, Krishna tells Uddhava that devotees like you are dearer to me than Goddess of Fortune or Balaram himself. Because they have no other shelter other than Krishna. They're completely dependent on Krishna. Therefore, Jayajatama Prabhajanti, Krishna is completely responsive and reciprocates with him. So this means Bhakta Vatsala. He has this extraordinary qualification, is that he is very exclusively and uniquely responsive to his devotees. So much so that Krishna, who is full of all other good qualities, he thinks that his other qualities, such as being a great dancer, being very kind, being very merciful, being a supreme poet, so many things. Swami describes 64. He says that all of these qualities come as a result of his always following in the footsteps of his devotees and taking the dust from their feet and letting that dust from their feet touch his body. This is why Krishna has acquired so many good qualities. This is why Krishna is Chamatkar. Last chapter of Bhagavatam, or the two, last chapter, and then the other one is after lifting Govardhan Hill, wonderful Krishna. So this is how Krishna Krishna considers that he's become so wonderful by associating with wonderful devotees. And Krishna doesn't just say it, he actually believes it. So he's Bhaktavatsala, very favorably disposed like that to devotees, and that's why devotees know no one else, Krishna says. Sadavodidai mayam. He says, I only know the devotees, and devotees, he says, I don't know anyone else other than my devotees, and my devotees don't know anyone else other than me. Sadavodidai mayam. So that's a extraordinary quality of Krishna, because it completely surpasses his godhood, or it places his godhood on a different footing. It makes his godhood subordinate to his attachment to those who worship him as Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it's reflective of one of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's qualifications or reasons for being, for existing, and that is God wanting to taste the character and the qualities of being a bhakta. He's bhakta vatsala, but if he's bhakta vatsala, he can't be bhakta. So he gives up being bhakta vatsala, because the only thing better than being bhakta vatsala is to become, to be a bhakta. And and that's what makes Krishna wonderful. His greatness, that's also wonderful. But qualities of greatness in terms of power and strength and opulence, those things are not as wonderful as qualities, personal qualities or qualities of character. And these are Krishna's wonderful qualities of his character. And they reflect his humility. Despite being Supreme Personality of Godhead, he not only doesn't mind following after his devotees and taking the dust of their feet, but he doesn't mind admitting it, that he's subordinate to the will of his devotees. And so it reveals Bhakta Vatsala in terms of what it is, but for devotees, it's not so much the fact that Krishna favors them and protects them that's important, but it's the psychology and the heart that's behind such an attitude. that really captures them and makes them irreversibly devoted to Krishna. Who makes these? You can't make flower petals so tight, then they look strange like this. When you just put them on naturally, then they hang naturally like that. Then they look, and it looks more like a garden bee. This looks tense. Who? Devamrita Maharaj. Well, can you just send him in? Let me talk to him. Someone's here in the office. What did Maharaj say?
He said he would like to see you before 11:30.
Is he leaving?
He's leaving today.
Uh-huh.
And,
where is he?
He's in his room.
Where's that?
In the Lotus Building. Now.
Uh-huh.
It's regarding the Bhaktivedanta Institute.
Okay. Should I go over there and see him, or does he want
to... I can, if you want me to find out the time, then give him a call.
Well, but there's not much time between now and 11:30. So more or less, if you'd want...
Would you like to speak to him?
On the telephone, you mean?
Yes.
It's possible that I could just, maybe we could just talk over the phone first. Do you have a number?
Yes.
Mobile number?
Yes.
Okay, well, why don't you write down the mobile number and I'll, this is too tight. Why don't you write down the mobile number and then I'll phone him up just as soon as I finish, and then I'll see if we need to meet in person, or we can talk over the phone. You write it down? Okay, thank you very much. Fair. Today we should have had white garments, that would have gone well. And maybe these little flowers make the best garments. Anyway, that's Bhaktivatsala.